Welcome back to Matt Flynn Direct on Devil Radio. Our lines are open, 844-967-2789. Well, dominating the news, as it should do, is the violence in the Middle East. Well over 1,000 rockets have been shot into Israel, many of them into Tel Aviv. Tel Aviv, their major city, that's only about 38 miles away from some of the disputed territory, into Beersheba, many other places, seem to be targeting oil refineries, nuclear facilities. The United States developed a defensive shield called the Iron Dome, the Iron Shield, is shared with Israel, and they are able to ward off many of these rockets, but not all of them. That's got to stop. Now, obviously, there's got to be a mutual cessation of hostilities, but Israel cannot tolerate and should not tolerate, and the United States cannot tolerate and should not tolerate rockets being fired into the cities of Israel, period. Period. The way Israel has responded is with airstrikes to try to stop this. It's got to be stopped under all circumstances. And in a broader context, there should be no rockets left anywhere in that area. It should be the policy of the United States that we will not tolerate the introduction of rockets to rain down on Israel, whether they come from Iran, China, Russia, or anywhere else. Now, the underlying dispute, these apartments in Jerusalem, this is land, here's the history of it, been purchased by Jews from the Ottomans in the 19th century. The Jordanian government took them back in 1948 during the war over the establishment of Israel. And then in 1967, in that war, Israel took it back, and the people that had owned the apartments were restored to ownership, and they still rented them, or there were squatters and there were trespassers and there were people who overstayed leases. This is not the kind of an apartment complex you have in Madison or Milwaukee. And what seemingly provoked this was that there were eviction orders on four apartments, four, for people who were either squatters, overstayed, weren't paying rent, and they were going to be restored to their owners. There was litigation. The Israeli Supreme Court stayed the eviction order. They stayed the eviction order. It's been stayed twice, still under judicial review. And then during Ramadan, there were prayers at the mosque, third holiest site in Islam, which we respect. It's also a site that's holy to Jews. It is the site of the first temple many, many years ago, obviously thousands of years ago, before it was destroyed. And it is holy and sacred to Christians. Our Lord Jesus Christ walked through those streets. So the three monotheistic religions, the Abrahamic religions, have a working agreement. It by far favors Islam. Nobody can go in that mosque. Nobody can interfere with it. And other areas around it are restricted to Jews and Christians. And I think, given the volatility of it, that's something that was agreed to by Israel and by the United States and Europe. I think that's fine. Well, here, in conjunction with the four apartment evictions, there was a police presence, an Israeli police presence around it, around the mosque, a police barrier, not in the mosque, not interfering with worshipers, but just generally in the area. And underlying tensions that have been bubbling for obviously decades rose up. Some kids throw stones, there's tear gas, and it escalates. And what happens is opportunists from outside, including Iran, including Hezbollah in Lebanon, or one of the strange things about this is that Hezbollah is Shiite. Hamas is Sunni, and Islamic Jihad is Sunni. They're the ones that are doing the violence. Hezbollah has sat back. They're not doing anything from Lebanon right now. And that says more about internal conflicts in Islam than it does anything else. Look, the United States is the arbiter of this thing. It has to be. We're the most powerful country in the world. We are the centerpiece of Western democracy. Europe wouldn't exist without us anymore. And the fact of the matter is that Judeo-Christianity is the basis of our liberal Western democracy, even though we have separation of church and state, which is essential, and even though our founding fathers wrote religion out of government, which is the absolutely best political, philosophical insight in the history of the human race. Get religion out of it. But the underlying framework goes back many years, and it is Judeo-Christianity. So I think Biden, I want to see him step up his game. He's being attacked by so-called progressives on the left of the Democratic Party. These are people who routinely run people in Democratic primaries to bump off good, solid, established Democrats. We have a working relationship with them. That's fine. But I think the message has to go out very clearly. Hey, Joe Biden, you are my guy. I was one of your early supporters when nobody else would touch you because they all wanted to be woke. However, you have made accommodations to the left, to the authoritarian left, enough. And don't do it in foreign policy. We're going to the lines. Betsy of Madison, my friend. Thanks for calling. What's on your mind today, Betsy?
Hey, good morning, Matt.
Hey, Betsy.
This is such a difficult situation in Israel and Palestine. I mean, it's more complicated when Trump moved the embassy to Jerusalem with no regard for the Palestinian people. What I feel is Israel is our friend, but it has a corrupt with Netanyahu. You know, it really did mess things up when he put the embassy in Jerusalem and disregarded the Palestinian. Now, as far as what's happening now, if I'm not mistaken, more Palestinians are dying than Israel's pretty strong, and they're very intimidating, I think. And I do feel that the Palestinian people haven't been treated fairly. They've been there for millennial as well. And, you know, I don't understand it all, and you're helping me to understand. It's very complicated. Honestly, I don't know what the United States can do. I know maybe what Trump would have done, of course, is taking Netanyahu's side. But anyway, I just thank you for educating me. I don't know if I'm saying anything correct. It's just a feeling. And Netanyahu, I mean, the Republicans invited him without Obama's, you know, I mean, it was just very touchy, isn't it? It's they respect one president and then they don't respect another. You know, it's just
You're making some good points, yeah. But let me just build on that, Betsy, because you're raising important points. Look, people are human beings, and on both sides, they're good people. I mean, the sense of that the Palestinian people are good people, the Israelis are good people, and they inherently have no desire to fight. However, it would be, I think, short-sighted of us not to realize that there are forces at work, jihadist forces in the Islamic world, that have targeted Europe and targeted Israel. You know, Judeo-Christianity, the Judeo is part of it. It is one of the foundational parts of Christianity itself. And there is a doctrine in jihad that anybody of these other faiths is an apostate, and unless they convert, they can be killed. And most Muslims don't agree to that, and they conduct themselves very well, and they're fine people. But what's happening over in the Middle East is that this violence has got to stop. But Israel cannot be expected to tolerate more than 1,000 rockets. I mean, I'm here in Milwaukee right now. If 1,000 rockets came into Milwaukee, you know, you wouldn't be able to walk through the streets. Now, what you have here, Betsy, is a country of what, 6 million people, roughly? And then there's almost 1.5 billion Muslims around the world. And in varying degrees of intensity, there appears to be an attack, a hatred for one country. I think that is inexplicable, but there is some good news. Well, first of all, the bad news, I mean, in the middle of this, a Pakistani actress from Pakistan, not even near the area, tweeted out some quotations from Hitler's Mein Kampf about the genocide of the Jews. And this is the kind of mindset you have throughout that world. And that can't be permitted. We are not going to permit jihad to weaken and destroy the Judeo-Christian tradition. That includes Israel, and includes Europe, and it includes the United States. However, the one thing I will say about Trump, and you've listened to this show a lot, and I have taken issue with Trump on virtually everything, but he did engineer the Abraham Accords. And right now, there are Muslim states who recognize Israel, and Israel recognizes them. United Arab Emirates, Dubai, I think Bahrain. And then in Africa, Sudan, Northern Africa, Morocco. That's amazing, because they were united in hatred before. And now they're doing business with each other. That's what the way to resolve this thing is, to end up having a border like the Canadian-American border. We export to Canada, they export here. And everybody does very well, very, very well. So I think we need the Abraham Accords, and I think we have to recognize that Trump did something good in that. And anyway, Luke is dragging me into a break. Betsy, thanks as always for calling. Line is still open, 844-967-2789. A lot more back after the break.